Welcome back to the From Girls to Women podcast, where the voices of young Black females are elevated and celebrated. Hi, my name is Dr. Marquita Cherie Dorsey, and I am your host and creator of this podcast. This quick, brief episode is really a pep talk for young Black females. After every interview, I find myself full of thoughts, full of ideas, and mostly a sincere urge to encourage any young woman out there that might be feeling some of the things or experiencing some of the things that our interviewee has been experiencing. If I could just reach into the podcast world and give you a big old hug, I would do so. But this is my way of doing that. So I just want to take a few minutes to build on a couple of things that Miss Naima said. And if you haven't checked that episode, please make sure you do. We are kicking off this new season with the young adult voice, which is really important, right? As teen Black females grow and emerge into their own, it's really important that they hear from these young adult females who have very similar experiences during their teen years and what they've learned along the way. So one of the things that I want to share here in this space, in this moment, in this brief amount of time, Ms. Naima pointed out what I think is so crucial in this time, in this era, which is difference. And being different is not the worst thing that can happen. Matter of fact, whether your taste for the things of life is similar to those that are around you or vastly different, I want to encourage you to just remember that you were made to be an individual, a unique individual, which means difference isn't bad. Difference isn't the worst thing. And I know the pressure that you might be feeling among your peers, within your social groups, whether those social groups are on social media or not, is really, really important for you to just stop and think, what does difference look like for me? Who am I? Who am I showing up in the world as? And is it my authentic self? Sometimes our fear of being different might cause us to be someone different than who we were originally created to be. So I say to you who may be coming into your own or feeling the squeeze of really being like everyone else and ignoring what you want to do and who you want to be, I want to encourage you to be. Be. We are human beings, and being a human, each of us has a unique impact that is expected of us on the earth, and it's our responsibility to figure out what that is. And so as you evolve into who you are, whether it is you're just starting your collegiate pathway or you are wrapping that part up, whether you are entering graduate school or deciding not to pursue formal education at all, I want to encourage you to find joy in who you are and find joy in knowing that who you are is enough. It is enough. You are enough. Determine that you will figure out who you are and who you will be in this world. I really think that's really important to take some time. We have an upcoming episode next week that is highlighting the experience of a young woman coming out to her family that she identifies as a lesbian to a Christian family, right? What bravery, what courage it must have taken for her to do that. If we're thinking about difference, she decided that her difference and being true to that difference was much more important to her health and well-being and her existence on this earth. And she is making an impact in the lives of those around her. So just remember, difference isn't bad. Everything in creation is different in so many ways. Just think about the solar system and the way that it is aligned. it aligns, right? Nothing's out of place, but there is not one entity of our solar system that is identical to the other. So embrace your difference. Love it and be it. Lastly, you are great because you were created by God the greatest. Wishing you an abundant awareness of the peace and blessings that await you. Until next time, my friends, I am your host, Dr. Marquita Cherie Dorsey. Peace and blessings.